You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is November 25th, and we had a great sports weekend, and we have a ton to talk about, so let's jump right into it. We will start off with some college football, where we had an insane Saturday with some big games and even bigger upsets, so we'll start right at the top of the rankings. Number one, Oregon was off this week, but we had number two, Ohio State, hosting number five and undefeated Indiana. We knew this game was going to be kind of a litmus test for the Hoosiers since they hadn't really played anybody significant yet, and even though they were beating teams by a lot, their best win was probably last week over a five-loss Michigan team, so they came into the shoe on Saturday and were pretty much dominated for a large portion of this game. It looked like they might hang in there after a long touchdown drive on their first possession, but they couldn't really do anything after that. OSU scored 31 straight points after that, and then both teams traded garbage time touchdowns, and so the final was 38-15. And Indiana ended up being outgained 316-153, and they just couldn't get anything going after that first drive. Their fifth-year senior quarterback, Curtis Rourke, he was averaging about 250 yards a game coming into this one, and he finished with only 68 yards. He had no touchdowns, a QBR of just 43, so I think we have to give a ton of credit to the Ohio State defense. They finished the day with 5 sacks and 8 tackles for a loss as well. So with that win, Ohio State can now clinch a Big Ten title game berth against Oregon if they can beat Michigan next week. They are currently something like 22-point favorites, I think, but that game is always close. It's always intense. It's the best rivalry in sports, so I would expect a tough game in Columbus next week regardless. But then for Indiana, they most likely won't get a chance to play in the Big Ten championship. I think they need both Ohio State and Penn State to lose. But anyway, if they beat Purdue at home next week, which they should, I would think they're still a lock for the playoff because they just have the one loss and they have been beating everybody by so much before this game. So, and that one loss is to the number two team in the country. So we'll see where they end up, but I think they'll be in the playoff regardless. Anyway, we also had number three Texas hosting Kentucky this weekend, and they took care of business, winning 31-14 thanks to 2 touchdowns from former Ohio State quarterback Quinn Ewers, and they also had over 250 yards on the ground as well from the rest of the squad, just complete domination at the line of scrimmage. Texas will now play Texas A&M next week, with the winner of that one advancing to the SEC championship against Georgia. But speaking of Texas A&M, they blew a game on the road in 4 overtimes to 6-loss Auburn for their 3rd loss of the year. And then Alabama lost a 5-loss Oklahoma, where they got blown out 24-3. They couldn't even get in the end zone for their 3rd loss of the year also. And I know it's Oklahoma. I know they're a big brand, but they haven't really won any meaningful games this year up to that point. They had beaten Temple, Houston, Tulane, Auburn, and Maine, and then they've lost to everyone else relevant, so not a good look for 2 of the SEC's top teams there. And then speaking of some of the top SEC teams sucking, Ole Miss then lost to Florida, who also had 5 losses. The final on that one was 24-17 for their 3rd loss of the year. And then Georgia was one of the top 10 teams that actually got a win this week, but they played 2-8 UMass. And, you know, because we know everyone in the SEC has to play one of the Little Sisters of the Poor at some point in weeks 12 and 13, and they still gave up 21 points and 226 yards on the ground to UMass. Like, what is going on in the SEC? So not a good look for them either, even though they still put up 59 points on offense and they still control their own destiny to make the playoff. But we did have another close game in the top 10 with Penn State on the road at Minnesota. The Nittany Lions would go on to win 26-25, but I think that was a lot closer than they wanted that one to be or what they were expecting it to be going into that one. They needed a fake punt at the end just to salt that one away. And I do have to give James Franklin a lot of credit for that. It took a lot of balls to do that at that point in the game, but that was kind of what got them across the finish line. And then we also had Notre Dame and Army in a cool game up in Yankee Stadium. And this one was just a rout from the beginning, though. Army came into this one undefeated. You're thinking they might give Notre Dame a game. But the Irish won 49-14 and just about guaranteed themselves a spot in the playoff while eliminating Army's chances in the process. Then we had Miami hosting Wake Forest. And this was actually a close game through about three quarters. And then Miami pulled away in the fourth. They had 22 unanswered points and would go on to win 42-14. Tennessee blew out the mighty UTEP 56-0. Boise State won a close game against Wyoming 17-13. They got 169 yards from the guy that I think should be the Heisman, Ashton Janti. And then number 13, SMU beat Virginia 33-7. And with that win, they clinch a spot in the ACC title game and will play Miami. As long as Miami can beat Syracuse next week, or they'll play Clemson if Miami loses. And then in another game in the afternoon slate, BYU came up just a yard short on a Hail Mary as they lost to number 21 Arizona State 28-23, and 16th ranked Colorado lost to Kansas 37-21 after they gave up 333 yards on the ground, including 207 to Kansas running back Devin Neal. Just again, another game with complete domination at the line of scrimmage. Clemson and South Carolina, they both took care of business against the Citadel and Wofford, and they both hope to keep their playoff hopes alive as they will play next week in Clemson. And so overall, just to summarize the future outlook here of the major conferences, in the Big Ten, Oregon has already clinched their spot in the title game, and they will face Ohio State if they beat Michigan. If OSU loses, then they will play Penn State as long as they beat Maryland. And if both of them lose, then they will play Indiana as long as they beat Purdue. But all three of those teams are big favorites, so we'll see what happens there. But most likely will be Ohio State as long as they pull that out. In the SEC, Georgia has already clinched their spot, and they will face the winner of the Texas and Texas A&M game. In the ACC, SMU has now clinched their spot, and they will play Miami, as mentioned before, as long as they beat Syracuse. If they lose, it will be Clemson. And then in the Big 12, this is just a total mess. It will most likely be a combination of two of the schools between BYU, Colorado, Iowa State, and Arizona State, but there are so many possibilities here with different teams losing, so many combinations that it could be that I think there's even a chance at like an eight-way tie if they all lose. So I'm not going to run through them all, but it'll most likely be a combination of those four teams. And then looking at the group of five schools, it looks like we'll most likely see Boise State that makes the playoff, as long as they can take care of business over the next few weeks. It doesn't look like there's really anyone else from the other conferences that'll be ranked high enough, especially with Army's loss to Notre Dame this week. But we'll see how that all plays out. Should stay interesting there. But with that, we will transition over to the NFL, where the Lions, they kept rolling as they beat the Colts yesterday 24-6. The Dolphins won their third game in a row with Tua as they beat the Patriots 34-15. The Buccaneers dominated the Giants after they released Daniel Jones 30-7, and four different Bucs ran for a touchdown, and Tommy DeVito only threw for 189 yards in Jones' absence. The Chiefs won a surprisingly close game with the Panthers 30-27. Mahomes finished with three touchdowns and took them down the field for the game-winning kick, but Bryce Young also played really well in this one. His stats weren't anything crazy, but he's starting to look like he's really improving after his benching earlier this year. The Titans shocked the Texans 32-27 as they got big games from Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley. And then we had a wild game in Chicago where the Bears were trailing the Vikings by 11 with less than 30 seconds left. But Caleb Williams threw a touchdown to Keenan Allen and then a two-point conversion to DJ Moore to cut the lead to three. Then they got an onside kick and got into field goal range and tied it at 27 on a 48-yarder from Santos as time expired in regulation. They also then won the toss, and they got the ball first in overtime, but they had to punt, and the Vikings went right down the field and kicked a 29-yard field goal for the win. Just another brutal loss in a season full of them for the Bears. But luckily for Chicago, Caleb Williams looked like he belonged as the number one pick in the draft, as he showed a few more flashes of brilliance. So future is still bright for the Bears. And then we had an even crazier finish in DC with the Commanders hosting the Cowboys. They were similarly trailing by 10 with less than 2 minutes left. They went down, they kicked a 51-yard field goal to cut it to 7. Then they got a stop and the ball back with about 30 seconds left. And on their first play, Jaden Daniels hit Terry McLaurin on a pass that he then took 86 yards all the way to the house. And it looked like they would tie the game, but then they had a low snap and missed the extra point. And then as they went for the onside kick right after that, the Cowboys actually returned it for a touchdown. So they would go on to win 34-26, just a wild way to end the early slate. And then in the afternoon slate, the Packers crushed the injury-riddled 49ers 38-10. The Seahawks completely shut down the Cardinals in a 16-6 win, and the Broncos handled the Raiders 29-19 in a game where Gardner Minshew broke his collarbone. Then in the Sunday night game, the Eagles won their seventh straight with a win over the Rams thanks to another massive game from Saquon Barkley. They are now 9-2 on the season and have completely turned it around after their 2-2 start. And then tonight, we will get the Ravens at the Chargers in the Monday night game between the Harbaugh brothers in what I think is the first time they are facing each other since Super Bowl 47. So kind of cool to see that again. We also had a few NBA games last night. Most notably, the Celtics beat the Timberwolves 107-105 thanks to 29-26 from Brown and Tatum for their 14th win of the season. But they still trail the Cavs in the East, who improve to a wild 17-1 with a 14-point win over the Raptors last night. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.